Wingers, welcome into Winging It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Now let's get ready to wing it.
All right, welcome into Wing It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Today we are joined by Max, as always, and we got King Kone, a former guest of Streaming Cassettes, but he's on Winging It for the first time. Kone, how does it feel to get your Winging It virginity taken tonight?
Oh, that was a good way to put it. It actually feels better than I could imagine.
that was the only way to put it, because this is Winging It, and we wing it, and that's what came out of my mouth. So. We're taking V cards tonight. We'll call them W cards.
Yo, you know what? It's supposed to be like that because all life is freestyle, man. I'm telling you.
I like that. So, Max, you got the opportunity to interview Kone like a year ago now, right? So tell us about that.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. Yeah. So it was kind of a connection actually through a mutual friend, aka your sister, Hunt. And we had Kone on, we had Skins, we had Love Lagoon. And I had him. It was just a solo show. RJ was off for the night back then. But it was me. And we, like, tackled a bunch of stuff. We talked about their music, their rapping styles, kind of how they got to know each other. We talked about Black Lives Matter. It was really cool. We really went in some deep conversations and got to really get to know them as artists. And it was just such a good vibe. And when we did, like, the chemistry took off immediately, right? Like, we stayed in touch. He, all three of them, plus his brother Mark, were headliners for the Streaming Summer Music Festival. And then we even got to meet them in person at the concert series in Rutland that we do. So that was cool all in its own right. So it's really been full circle, basically family at this point. So it's been great. But now I've wanted to have Kone on Winging It because I think it's a different vibe. You know, Streaming Cassettes is very much like a biopic. This is very more talk show, kind of loose, so I thought this would be a fun way
agreed.
To mix it up.
And Kone, we're happy to have you here, man. You're part of the Wingman family, you know that. But, Kone, before you came on, you asked for an extra 5 minutes. We were scheduled for 8. You said, hey, 8:05, right? And you said you got to do a quick meditation. You were meditating. You were trying to get ready for winging it? Tell me about that.
Okay, so what I have to do for me, when I meditate, not only does it bring down my energy, because I know y'all met me in person. I'm a pretty wild dude. I'm always all over the place. So I have to bring down my energy, and I have to find, like, this, like, a center of balance for, like, creative focus. And what I recognize is when I find this center of balance, it's more about being able to actually recognize what's going on within me. Like, all the time, like, maybe I'll be able to recognize, like, whatever's going on in my surroundings, anything can kind of catch my attention. But right after I meditate, it's like there'll be answers that I'll be looking for throughout the day, and then I'll just realize it in my head. It's like it almost, like, matches up my subconscious with my conscious just a little bit more to where it's like I'm a little bit quicker, you know what
No,
I'm saying?
I feel you. Do you just do that before, like, interviews or, like, live shows, or do you do it just every day?
It's crazy. So I do it especially before interviews, live shows, anything where it's like, you know, I start getting stressed or not stressed, but what's the word? When I start getting, like, you know, any type of anxious, social anxiety, whatever. But I do it every single day for 30 minutes. And it's on my to-do list. I have the same 7 things and I just have to say them to the world because I always say I say the same 7 things. So it's I brush my teeth and then I make my bed. I have to clean my room because if my room's not clean, then I haven't started my day yet. That's just kind of how it goes. Then after that, I either schedule my gym appointment or do my home workout. Then 4 is where I do prayer and affirmations. I know y'all know me. Like, I got to sit down. I got to really, really be right with the supernatural. You know what I'm saying? Then I shower, then meditate 30 minutes. Then I have to write down 7 things I'm grateful for. I have to do that every single day because if I'm not, and I start to see myself get caught up in all the little parts of life that I don't want to say aren't important, but I get caught up in things that really don't serve me.
What is that? That's part of some, like, program thing, isn't it? Or some guy wrote a book. I forget what it's called.
It's crazy. I know what you're, because it's in so many self-help books. I don't know which specific one you're talking about. It's in so many of them. 48 Laws of Power. I'm lecture, like, they talk about the importance of, like, gratitude and stuff like that. And there's a main one, though. It's, like, it's about, like, having to schedule 8 things.
Yeah, like, it's something like hey, you do those. Oh, it's called, like, the Miracle Morning or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the whole thing is, like, oh, the positive affirmations, meditation. You do all that shit, and then you just fucking crush the day. And routines are kind of crazy, you think. So I was in the Navy and whatnot, and it all really comes down to routines. Like, the military runs on routines. The military's been operating for fucking U.S. military for, like, 300 years now. So, like, these things work, and it's a proven system, and there's reasons for them. And I could tell you behind the scenes at Wingman of the Year, we know that's probably an area where we struggle, and we know we need to get the routines down to get the best product. Mm-hmm. And you look at, like, manufacturing or like any like factory or something, there's systems in place. That's what engineers do. They put systems in place and they make it happen. And that's what you're doing with your morning and whatnot. And I think that's amazing.
Thank you. May I just say, if that's the one thing, or, well, if that's a struggle that you guys have, once you pull that, like, once you do that one thing, because you guys have pretty much, like, I mean, you guys have everything together. If y'all weren't organized, the world can't tell. So once you get that organized, your life will change. Like, it's, because the thing is, organization, like, I feel like the misconception is, as a kid, look at me going on a rant about this, but as a kid, like, it's like we grow up with this, like, expectation that's like we have to be told to clean things or go fix things as if it's for other people, as if you're going and cutting your grass so that your neighbors can see. It's like, now I love my neighbors, but I will tell you, their opinion doesn't sit with me throughout my day, right? Mine does. Organization, it's really just a self thing, but facts.
Man, no, it's important to be that grounded like that. Like, because I'll be honest, everyone struggles with it. You worry about the perception of others, but if you have that core, like you're talking about, it really could take you places, and it's something I think you honestly have, and you show, you know what I mean?
I do know.
I'm not sure if we have Hunt frozen or not, but if he is, I'll bring it up this. So one of the things musically that we haven't talked about since is you honestly are kind of gearing up, right? You have some more stuff coming out, but I know you got a trip coming. You're going to the bright lights, the West Coast, L.A. People don't get the vibe or the hint. Tell me what is going on for you with that.
I'm so excited. Now, the upstate dream, upstate New York dream, California for artists, obviously, that's amazing. Now, so Skins is actually the artist who is going to be opening up for a really big punk and emo artist, really big in the punk and emo scene. He blew up back in 2018. His name is Dumex. The big song he is known for is called Loner. So Skins was going to be opening up for him.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I was already going to go with Skins on the trip and stuff like that, because I was like, that's my brother. He's performing in L.A., etc. And then he got me put on the set list. So mad love to him for that. He was like, yo, you're dropping a song called L.A. He said, what better way than to celebrate it like that? And the show is actually the day after the song releases, so, like, everything just felt perfect, so that's why, you know what I mean? We're gonna go there, and we're really gonna, like, connect and really put on the other coast. I've done shows on the East Coast. I've gone, like, you know, up and down the country this year a little bit, but, like, this is about to be, you know, we ain't really touched the West like that is all I'm saying.
No, that's amazing. I think if I'm right, just, you know, might be a little older than you, obviously, but Jumex, doesn't he have a song
he
called,
said,
like, Trapped?
Say that one more time.
I think there's a song that I think Jumex has, right? It's called, like, Trapped. Thing. Okay, yeah, that was pretty dope. I saw that on a Genius video. Like, they were talking about, like, it was, like, Cosign or something. It was, like, different, like, bigger artists looking at different people, and it was, like, a Midwest edition. It might have been Lizzo or something, but they were talking about Jumex with that song. It goes fucking hard to actually download it.
See, I'm glad you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And this dude, it's the way that he runs, the way that he entered the punk scene. I feel like there's a way to mix punk and rap. That I don't want to say one's right or one's wrong, but I'll say one's good. And he does the good one.
Yeah. Yeah, man. No, where's he performing at? Or where are you guys
it's
all
crazy.
Performing
I actually,
at,
I
should say?
I should remember the name of the venue. I actually don't remember the name of the venue. It's somewhere near Hollywood Hills, though. It's like, I think it's like Ah, that's crazy. See, I don't know LA like that, but and our artist actually, I remember I told
yeah.
I told you a little bit about this, but now I got to tell the world this. An artist that is actually on streaming summer festival that was run by Streaming Cassettes and Katie Louise. We're actually going to be meeting up with her, and we're going to be staying with her a bit in LA. She was actually telling me about the area, so this we're going to have like footage and behind the scenes footage and stuff like that. So we're going to show you guys the area. I guess you're going to kind of learn it with me.
No, that's dope. I mean, yeah, my you know, my younger brother lives out there, Tristan, and I've kind of know a tiny bit through him, but actually I'm going out like 2 weeks after you. I wish I could have gone that weekend to see you, but yeah, I'm flying out St. Patrick's Day, and I'm going out for like 3-4 days, so I'm doing the LA treatment too this month, my guy.
That's crazy. Now, you're going out there for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. LA, that's deep. That's going to be fire St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, no, I work during the day, but I'll leave at like 4, get to Albany, you know, I'll be in LA by like midnight their time, but doing like the weekend and coming back. No, but I'm excited with that for sure. Okay, I think we have Hunt coming back in. He told me on the phone the Wi-Fi trip balls or something, so let's see if he makes a crash landing. What's going on, Hunt? Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, did your Wi-Fi trip balls, I hear?
Yeah, the lights flickered for a second, and all of a sudden you guys, like, froze. I'm like, oh, fuck, I think the Wi-Fi went out for a second. And let me ask, there's another behind-the-scenes thing. Is there still a humming?
No, you sound actually a little better. At least for me.
I took your advice, Max. I unplugged the refrigerator. It was the refrigerator. Because my living room's almost my kitchen.
Damn.
Shout out Albany.
So, to fill you in, to kind of keep you in the loop, we were just talking about Kanye's show out in L.A. Skins was on the bill, but they got Kanye on it as well. He's performing for the headliners. His name's Jumex. You might have heard his stuff, but it's like kind of like a rap, like punk stuff. But there's a song, it's called Trapped. It's like fucking hard. But we were just talking about L.A. and how he's going to link up with Katie Louise out there.
Our girl Katie.
Yeah, friend of the brand. And then we'll talk about going to see my brother T in a couple weeks. Tristan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here, let me pivot, Max. I'm going to, because me and you talk, I keep saying behind the scenes, but Kanye, Wingman of the Year, you know how we did Streaming Summers, right? And that was an online music festival. We want to throw an in-person one. What do you think?
I missed the audio for that.
Oh, Max, did you hear me?
I heard you fine. Yeah. Let's, we can repeat it again.
I don't know why Kanye can't hear me.
You hear him okay, Kanye?
Okay, mm-hmm. So you know how we did the Streaming Summer? We want to do it. That was online. We want to do an in-person one.
Oh, my gosh, I'm down. I'm so down. I am so down. Like, yo, I'm so glad you actually, yo, that would be nuts.
Yeah, we have no idea about how to, hey, like, go setting it up.
If you guys need locations we'll need your help. Venues that, like, we'll talk. We need a location. We'll figure that out.
So, yeah, it's definitely you got to start with location. But the way we want it like it's a Wingman of the Year, like, party, right? But we're bringing all our people in, and you're our people, right? And we'll get a couple acts going, and then it's just a big party, serving some drinks, food. I don't know. Like, what kind of venue are you thinking, Max? This is more your idea.
I know. I keep thinking, like, an indoor-outdoor venue, so you have, like, the outdoor space if it's, like, wild. Because we're thinking, like, June. Give you context, Kanye, but then, like, yes, have like the outdoor thing you can do inside. There's a couple bars in Troy we were like eyeballing, but you know, we're open to anything because, yeah, I mean, anything in like the like Albany to like Toga, Glens Falls area, we're open to, so we can find that right spot, get a little Woody Fest popping.
Yeah, so what do you think about all that, Kanye? What else do we need to get that done?
That is an absolute winging it vibe. That is an absolute wingman vibe. So, everything about like the food, everything about it. So, here's what we need to do. Now, y'all have to have a wing, like a chicken wing challenge for the, like, the winging it challenge. Like, I don't know what it's going to be. Whether, I know y'all always got something to set up, but y'all need to have a challenge in Buffalo Wings, bro. Because, like, this is going to be a man cave vibe. It just has to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like that wing or man cave vibe. That's kind of like what Wingman of the Year is. It's a man cave vibe.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
I like the indoor-outdoor thing. I don't know shit about music or the music industry. So I know Max knows more. Obviously, Kony, you know more. We'd want you there. Putting it together would be quite the feat. But if we're going to do something this summer, we probably got to kick the tires on it soon. You know, because, you know, 4 months out, is probably, that might even be, like, not enough time to get
together. That's something that I feel like we could have, like, just as many artists as last time. Maybe even a little bit more, if that's something that you guys would be down for. And I feel like everyone, like...
How do we get people paid? So how do we fund this thing?
First, I mean, once we have the acts, we need whoever we are going to have coordinate to the venue. Now, what these venues love is credibility. They love to have someone who's outside of the artist field, outside of the entertainer field. They want the either promoter, whoever, to reach out for them. To reach out to them just for the sake of, you know, they get so many artist submissions about, oh, I'm finna put on a show. So they're just like, you know.
So they like the person that, mm-hmm. like, has the artist underneath them, right? Like, they could, not just like an artist going to them directly. Okay. So I feel like Wingman could pose that.
Because here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing. Okay. Like, once they open, like, you guys' content and see what you do, they're like, hey, you guys are genuinely entertaining. A lot of people are entertainers, but aren't entertaining. And we have to absolutely give you guys the crown for that. And that, you know, that's something that I'd be saying in you guys' DMs when I'd be seeing your content and stuff like that. That's something that I just gotta, you know, throw out to the world. But it's like, they're gonna see that, and they're gonna be like, yo, like, this is exactly the type of energy we want on our stage. That's what we get for really putting on, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. I wouldn't mind getting up there with a microphone yeah. and just, like, hosting. I feel like that'd be fun. Max and I mm-hmm. hosting it. We'll kind of do it like we did streaming cassettes. Like, we each introduce, like, the next act or whatever. And the,
yeah.
I don't. We'd be winging it for sure if we do
that'd
this.
That'd be nuts.
No.
Max, talk to me more about it. This was all your idea.
No, I mean, we've wanted to do something, even if it was, like, a hybrid of remote and in-person. But I think we want to have, like, some event that... While the music festival is very music-based, right, this is has a little bit of extension. Obviously, the music's a big part, but I think kind of, like, getting wingmen, like, people that are part of the Wody brand, but also, like, people that just understand what we're about, get to know us more, it'd be a great way to have it. I think for us, we're kind of in the camp of, like, hey, if we have it at a place that might have some establishment that might help to almost, like, add to the environment instead of us being the only thing at the environment, but we're open to many ideas, and I think, like, having a variety of the acts, like, you know, don't want to say, like, I think it's fine, that sweet spot, right? How many acts is too much, but more of, like, we want the variety. Like, you know, we're into some punk stuff, yeah, the rap.
You could kind of do, like, a pre-show, like, three acts or something, and then you just mingle with the locals. Like, the band comes and drinks with you or the artist. And then I want it to be a giant networking event because the Wingmen, we're almost the middlemen. Like, Konya, you met Katie mm-hmm. Louise through Wingman, right? Yeah, like, that's what I'm talking about. We want to be the people that connect everyone. That's what being a part of what being a wingman's all about. So I feel like if we bring all our people into a room, I think that speaks hugely on, like, our credibility as wingmen and businessmen and just bringing people together and having a good fucking 100%. Time doing it.
Also, that night, I'm going to keep throwing y'all ideas at random times, by the way. You need, like, some type of, so it has to be, like, some type of superlatives thing, like, I need to be the announcer for the superlatives. I just have to say that now, like, some type of, like, awards or whatever, like best dress, like, and yep, we're gonna put artists head to head on who's the most dripped up. I don't know who's about to win that, but I have to be the announcer, and y'all have to let me choose, because I love that type of stuff.
Okay, we love ideas like that, and just, like, that's what a lot of what we do here is just, like, open floor. Like, you got an idea, fuck it, throw it out there. We'll try it, we'll talk about it as a group, and if it's a good idea, we'll roll with it. But yeah, open forum over here. You got to open the show with your best.
So I got to do that while I'm announcing?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just an opener. Can you do one for the show right now?
Hi. I'm Love Lagoon, and this is the Winging It Podcast. What y'all don't see is right there, he would have disappeared in the thin air if it was in person.
He would have. It's funny because Love Lagoon, I don't know if he understands the big business organization of Wingman of the Year, because he calls it streaming cassettes a lot, because he went on streaming cassettes. So I don't think he understands, like, the hierarchy of it.
And that's kind of our fault, but we love that it keeps going. It's like a running joke.
We have to not tell him at all, and he has to either find out from this interview, or I have to keep it from him, and he has to find out on stage.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait. It's not just streaming cassettes, it's other things.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of hard to explain if you don't, like, directly explain it to someone, but it depends on how you got brought in. Mm-hmm. You guys got brought in through streaming cassettes. Some people get brought in through Wing It. Some people get brought in through Wingman of the Year, because a lot of people are like, oh, they call us podcasters. Mm-hmm. I had this discussion with Max. I'm like, Max, what do you want to be known as? Like, so this is actually an honest question, Max. Do you want to be known as a podcaster, or what are you?
I feel like we're more content creators because we're multi.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's not a knock at podcasting. It's just more of like some podcasters only go audio, right? We do a full video. We do clips and we do full video. And then we do vlogs. And then we do stories. And then we do giveaways. And then we do, you know, whatever. Our Lord knows. We'll probably be like riding stripper poles eventually. Like, it's just, we do a bunch of shit.
Opinion, you guys are a show. Straight up. If anyone is to call you guys other than a show, because you guys, you know, you're a straight up show. You have podcasts and you have all forms of entertainment. At some point, I don't know if this is something y'all was thinking about. Maybe down the line, y'all could even have like your own artist, maybe breaking. Because, you know, you work with so many artists, like maybe something directly in the music industry like that. Like, you guys are going to keep, you know, growing, but y'all are straight up like show production company.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, at Konya, actually, I've had that idea kind of, but like I said, I'm not more music oriented. That's more Max. But I've always thought, like, because I want to have all these different personalities on board. Like, Max is a personality. I'm a personality. Chris is a personality. Tyler's a personality. We're going to eventually bring on more and more people. I always thought of, like, oh, what we could make our own, like, in-house movies, you know, like YouTube, like, movies or whatever. Like, they're going to kind of be low budget, but we got all the talent in-house. They're already getting a paycheck. So we could, I don't know, like, we could do our own, like, TV shows, movies.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I would love it. Because, ready, anything that is raw, anything that is real, is, I feel like, what will vibe with you guys? Because, and that's the thing about this Winging It vibe, like, you know, y'all, I mean, y'all, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but y'all sip the Bud Light, you know what I'm saying? Like straight up, like, it's supposed to be real. Realness is, like, what holds all of this together. There's some things in life that aren't like that, so you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we definitely keep it real over here, and, like, we don't want to fake anything. It's too fucking much work to fake something, I mean. We can't do that shit. That gets stressful. We're going to start getting wrinkles and shit.
Also,
we can't be doing that.
It's crazy. So, y'all was talking about some people get brought in through Wingman, some people got brought in through streaming cassettes. So, there's like confusion. The first 2 years of my music career were like that because my brother, Mark Konya, when we started dropping music, so many of our biggest songs are together. Like so many of our biggest songs are together. So, people would sometimes call me Mark Konya. They'd think he was king. When we'd perform, sometimes people didn't know if we were going to be one act, two separate acts. And sometimes people would just call it by the name of whoever they ended up, like, meeting first. It's like, that's really just the struggle. It's human nature. Like, it's so funny. Like, it's funny how that happens.
Oh, of course. I want to ask you, though, right? So you talked about you're going to be dropping a song in L.A. How did that song come about? Because it sounds like from the chicken and the egg deal, the song happened before this performance opportunity.
So,
am I right?
The song actually was made in one of the hardest points in my life. Actually, it was while Broken Heart was dropping. There's just so many changes in my life happening at one time that I was trying to learn to deal with. Now, when I ended up making the song, hard moment, I was in a very, very dark place. So the song is the emotions of the guilt and unfortunately frustration of pushing people out of your life. Now, don't worry, some of you might be asking, well, then why is it called Los Angeles? We're gonna get there. But it's about, like, so the main line of the song is, so I told you I was fine. if I tell you that I'm fine, you won't be upset. So I told you I was fine, and it's all about that frustration of when you feel like you're in a corner, you start feeling hurt, and all of a sudden it's like our mind starts to kick in to defend itself. So we start to push other people away in ways that we won't even be able to recognize. So it's a lot of the, oh, I feel so into like you might be better off without me, and that like backing yourself into a corner. But when I was in that stage where in my genuine life I was actually kind of, you know, backing myself into that corner, I ended up getting a call from a friend about an important opportunity. And it was about moving to LA. So we decided not to move to LA. This was back in November 2020. But when we ended up talking about that, the immediate rush of the emotions when I heard that, I was like, yo, that's crazy. It felt like the ticket out of the situation that I was currently living in. Like Los Angeles was the ticket out. So I'm recording a song. I'm on FaceTime with someone at the time too. And my recording process, I don't have it pre-written. I really be making it as I'm going. So I'm just kind of going off of what I was feeling that day. And then I brought up the phone call that I had gotten. I'm not going to spoil the line for you because y'all going to hear that in the song. But I ended up talking about getting that call, and that it just felt like for a second, like I saw like the bright light at the end of the tunnel. So there is that. And then after the song ended up getting made and stuff like that, I ended up rearranging most of it because I was like, hey, like this, I was like, I might actually want to make this LA thing a move, even if it's not now, it's like in the future and stuff like that. So when months down the road, when I got that opportunity to actually perform the song in LA, and I was like, yo, it was through a call too. It was Skins through a call. I was at the studio. I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is literally, it felt like the song was playing out in person. So we was like, we have to make this play happen.
That's so cool, dude. Like the full circleness of it.
Yeah, full. When I tell you full circle, like I know y'all know this as content creators. There is sometimes we feel like there's an actual message that is about that was supposed to be for the world, but it just comes through us. Like sometimes it felt like certain things that we make were like supposed to be there. And when I sung that line, when I tell you, like when I sung the line about LA, I ended up like running around the studio literally like three times. I started flipping out. I was like, holy crap, like. Something about it felt like it felt like it pulled me out of my body. And now it's like to see that we're actually going down to LA, it felt, you know, this is a part of the journey is all I'm saying. And I think like it was just stars aligned for that moment. That's why these full circle things happen, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think everything happens for a reason. I mean, I think I met Max for a reason. I think we met you, Kone, for a reason. It's kind of crazy. There's an end destination for all of us. I mean, we just don't know. We just gotta keep following the path and whatnot. This kind of has me thinking. We hopped on a live stream a long time ago. Me, you, Max, and Love Lagoon, my guy. And I wish he was on the show right now because we were like, we got to get Love Lagoon on here. And we were talking about mushrooms and shit, man. And that was like,
bro.
I guess this is where.
Wait, y'all, able to have that interview with him. Ask him to have him on there, because now would be like a good. It would just be a good time. Gosh, this dude! You know this dude's so insightful about not even just the use of the psychedelics, but all about how to properly put ourselves in good mindsets and stuff. Like it's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, he's a fucking good vibe in a bottle, man. That's Love Lagoon for you.
I was so happy when I saw you two in Rutland that one night. It was such a good mood. And then me and your girlfriends, it was just like awesome, the whole thing. It was so cool.
First of all, like I made that special because it was like, at first, when I was, I'm not going to lie, like, so I always get so nervous under pressure because I have like a lot of anxiety. When I found out my filmer couldn't make it, I started like tweaking for a little bit and stuff like that. But like, we ended up still being able to like get my girl to film. I was like, this was the perfect. Like when I tell you that was the perfect place, like the perfect people, you know, like to be able to introduce it to, because like that was, you know, Love Lagoon, yes, he's my associate, he's an artist, but you know, that's really like my best friend, like that's really my guy, you know what I'm saying, like really my right hand man, like that. So it's like it's us, and then it was you know, his girl was there, my girl was there, it's like we brought our family to like a bigger family, like that was something, you know, like there's some stuff where I've done shows where, you know, I meet the promoter, you dab promoter, y'all deal with your business, and then you're out, you do your thing. But it was like, that felt like a web that just was meant to stay connected. So that was crazy. And can we talk about the fact that my girl ended up filming? Like, I want to be able to, like, I think that's so funny. Like,
yeah, that was sick.
Good with the edits, dude. I have to say, legit. And then you kind of popped off and went viral on one of the hip-hop pages with your freestyle, dude.
Yes, 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 the freestyle. Oh, my. Now, shout out to Devin, because that was Devin's song, Hands Up High. His song, Hands Up High, I've been listening to it. I mess with it.
Yeah.
It's like, I was sitting in the audience, and it would be funny if y'all could have asked my girl, like, I really told her this. I was just sitting there hearing Devin go off. I'm like, yo, I'm resonating, like, really in my heart with this dude's messages. And it's like, I felt for a second like this dude was living my story. So when he was like, yo, you were in love with me, he's like, yo, y'all want to come up and say something? I'm like, yo, if we about a freestyle one, yeah. And plus, bro, that spontaneous stuff, that's everything that I'm about. So when he's like, freestyle, I was like, okay, this is the moment where it's like, yeah, like, there's King and there's Kanye. And that was a Kanye moment. Like, just going up there and just being yourself. And plus, I'm so hyped that I ended up making the cover for Identity. Like, I'm so happy. Like, oh.
Oh yeah, you did. You made the cover of that. I want you. I don't want to butcher it. What was the thing you made the cover of? Because that was really big.
So
a couple months
now,
ago.
Now they're a distribution label. It's Identity Music. What it was it was a magazine for their 2022, like their new website and like new services and stuff like that they provide as a label. And they ended up reaching out to me, and I didn't really fully know, like, what was going to happen. They reached out to me and told me that they were going to put me on the cover, and I was like, oh, like, that sounds cool, whatever. It didn't, like, fully hit me until, like, maybe a month later when they, like, dropped it on Instagram. Now, and, like, they sent it to me, and I was like, oh, my God, and I'm not even going to hold y'all. I think it was so funny because it's like, I got that, and I literally cried, and I'm not even kidding. Like, I went... And I was like, yo, and you know, I call my boys, I'm like, yo, that's dope. Because I'm like, we're always moving. And it's like, gratitude is always our thing. But, you know, it never fully hits you when something's new. Like, you could make a song, it's an artist, you hear the song back in the studio. Oh, that's fire. It's a good song. I like it. But when it finally hits you, wait a minute, that's my song. And when your song is played, whether it's in front of people or they put your picture at a spot where you're like, yo, like, it, like, I don't know, maybe it's just the hard cover of the copy, but. It was like, yo, like, it just hit me at that moment, bro.
We can relate. We just got some of our first sponsors, man, and I cried too, man.
Congratulations on that, by the way, because when you saw that, man. It's funny, now y'all just hearing about I'm an emotional man, but like, yo, I got emotional before you. When I saw that, I'm telling you, like, something about that felt like that's the start of, like, y'all hitting the gold mine, bro. Y'all are really going to have some big sponsors. Like, that's, like, the starter. It's like crazy.
Yeah. Mm. No, it is. And Max helps me. Max is my wingman. Love Lagoon's your wingman, you know? So Max is my Love Lagoon. And he helped me articulate why I felt that way, because we're not going to get into dollar amounts or anything. But... I used to have another business, you know, event rental business and whatnot. We won't get into the details, but I just rented things out for like parties and stuff. It's nothing crazy, but I've made more money before, like in a single event over a shorter period of the time. But Max helped me figure out why this sponsorship meant so much to me. It's because somebody is investing in us as people, because we're getting paid to talk, but it's not like for a product. It's like, oh, someone is using us as a voice to talk about their product. They trust us. They like us as people. And that speaks fucking
because that's something
volumes to us. Like,
it's
that's
insane. That's something that, you know, they wouldn't reach out to just anyone. It's something that's irreplaceable. The fact that they picked y'all out of anyone in the world, and they really roll with y'all for it's a different type of riding with someone to invest with them like that. Like, that's like for artists, that's similar to a label, you know, signing an artist, whether it's an independent label or it's Atlantic. They're at this point saying, okay, so we're actually going to take like some level of liability and stuff like that, because we feel that this is it.
Right. And you not everybody sees that shit. Like, with us, they don't see that shit. With like you, they don't see all that behind the scenes shit. And it kind of, like, earlier when you said, like, oh, like, the person who was coming to film for you couldn't come to the show, and your girlfriend ended up doing it, but you had some anxiety. I can't picture you having anxiety, like man to man. Like, I don't see it. I see Konya as the happy-go-lucky guy, but people don't realize that shit with us, too. Max and I constantly have talks where we're like, how the fuck are we going to pull this off? What, like, yeah. This is a monkey wrench. We've got to figure it out. Like, it's not always fucking teddy bears and flowers or whatever the saying, but it's nice to see somebody else, you know, that's making content or music in this case. You know, have some anxiety because I didn't picture you
that's
having
crazy.
That. Really.
Now,
like,
first off,
me like watching you as a creator.
I appreciate you for sharing that. That's something that y'all go through too, because it's like, but just being real on the breaking that fourth wall, like for the audience, for the people watching this, for real, it's like it really be the entertainer. It's like everyone is like, obviously we all know everyone's a person, but it's like as soon as these cameras all end, everyone's gonna close their eyes, lie down in their bed at some point tonight, be in their own thoughts, be in their own. You know, however they felt about this day, however they felt about how someone greeted them when they walked up to their job. Like, those are the things that sit with us. And there's, like, no matter who you are or whatever type of lifestyle you live, you will, you know, your anxieties will always be whatever is personal to you, whatever is making you uncomfortable. These are things that it's like, you know, no one has a way around overcoming. Now, it's crazy that you say you thought that I didn't have it, because it's like, I'm one of those people, it's like, my mood is always so visible. Like, it's like, I don't, you know, in general, I'm in my friend groups, like, the friend who's the, I'm like to be the support friend, the solid, the rock, you know what I'm saying? So you don't like to say, I don't like
You're
to say
wingman.
When I'm anxious and stuff like that. But it's like, I'll just be sitting there, my foot will be tapping, and I'll be like, dang, like, stuff could really go so wrong. Especially, like, when it comes to freestyling at events, where it's like, where it's recorded and it's like streamed, where it's not going to be cut. Like, it's not going to be cut. We did this show called Too Humble, and we've really freestyled. Like, a lot of artists pre-write their stuff, memes, skins, Love Lagoon. We were freestyling, we were going off of each other, and it hit me. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, yo, this could go so left if, like, just a random thought just pops in my mind where it's like, and it just sets me on like a negative thought spiral, you know? And it's not that necessarily I'd say there's not a wrong thing to say when you freestyle, but it's like there's a vibe. And whenever you get in that thought spiral where you start to think about yourself negatively, all of your thoughts just follow. And it's all about avoiding that and knowing when you're in it so you can overcome it for real.
No, yeah, that's, I think it's something we all go through. And it's just nice to know, like, it's not nice to know that you're going through anxiety and shit, but it's nice to know that we're not the only ones, because a lot of the time, people don't communicate well. We think we might, but, and, you know, social media, you know, that's what we're in the business of here, right? That's you got to get a following, and you don't see that shit. Social media puts on the happy shit, usually, and so I think we try to be as transparent as possible. I think we're more transparent than a lot of people at Wingman of the Year, specifically, because we don't give a fuck. Like, I mean, we care about like our follower count, but like, oh, we just hit 777 followers. Let's make content out of that. 3 sevens is lucky, right? Like, fuck what people think, or I don't know. We go through the same shit. It's just nice to know that you have anxiety about like some of these things too. It just makes me think, because you're not always thinking about other people
so
all the time.
Here's
you're
what I also think.
Usually
is,
thinking about what's
I
put
feel,
right in front of you.
And now
so.
This is kind of relates to something Cardi B said, because Cardi B said a lot of people's favorite artists are the ones that have like the most sensitive skin, because they're sensitive people. You know, that's why they're in the career that they're in. Now, I think that's so funny, because the thing about entertainers is anyone who wants to choose something that they're focusing on being able to provide for other people. Like, for you guys, you're providing to, you know, your audience, but you're also providing the opportunity for artists to be up here and talk and stuff like that. It's all the most selfless people. Now, people who are very, very selfless, and this isn't all the time, you know, it's just a mixture, but a lot of the time they'll be helping so many people with their other issues, you know, not avoiding their own, but it's like when you're helping, you're temporarily outside of your own issues. It just helps. Mm-hmm. So it's like a lot of these people are the people who may have, like,
Max.
When I tell you some of these people may have hell going on at home, there are artists that maybe go into a show, maybe they just, you know what I mean? Like something crazy happened in their family. And that stuff really happens all the time, bro. When it rains, it pours, but it's like there's just a switch. It flips from raining and pouring to, oh, you're in the eye of the storm. Oh, everything's good. Oh, everything's like fire. It's like, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like that saying, walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. Like, that shit's real. Like, everybody's got their own shit going on. But what you just said, I think my yes man Max over here could resonate with. I'm going to go grab a beer. Max, you take it over.
Yeah, no, I'm a little guilty of the people pleasing, but you know, you grind through and you, because the key is there's nothing wrong with helping, but you gotta remember to take care of yourself. And that's something I've struggled with for, you know, for years, but I think identifying it is a big key to it. And
I know what you're saying. What you mean,
it's so fucking true, you know what I mean?
Before anything, because I'm gonna ask you this, I'm gonna ask Honey when he gets back, but I need to ask you this. When did you realize you wanted to be a content creator?
Okay, I like this question. Deadass, so when I was a kid, now I'm talking like 7, 8, 9, I've always, like, I used to watch SportsCenter a lot when I was a kid. And while I do like sports, I'm not maybe as hardcore as other people, but I just love the art of, like, the storytelling and kind of, like, the little one-offs and, like, the nifty stuff. Like, one guy, the dude, he's actually deadass, but one of the few celebrities I've ever cried when he passed away was Stuart Scott. Fucking love that man. Like, cools the other side of the pillow. Just, he would always say different, really creative things. And I just love that energy. So, Hunter knows this, but up until, like, maybe my senior year of high school, I always wanted to, I was like, I'm going to work at fucking ESPN. I just do it. I'm going to be a sports anchor. I'm going to do that. Like, I was dead asses on that mode. And I think the other reason, too, is when I was younger, I had a speech impediment really bad. I had different things and stuff. I don't know what the reason, there's some backstory, but that was always the issue. So for me, and you know, like, I did a little rapping in high school and stuff, but I think the reason I like that and doing any sort of talking, right, is it almost seemed to me as like if I could work on something that was a deficiency in me, I was almost proving people wrong. And I think I got so drilled into that. I'll be honest, when I got older, my dad, he was somebody that wanted me to work for his family business and thought that, like, oh, going to college is stupid. Like, it won't work. Like, you should work for me. I know, like, the right path. And I wanted to make my dad happy. So a lot, that's always been a guilt of mine, is that I didn't go for the things I wanted to do. Right? Like, he thought hip-hop was stupid. That's one of the reasons I didn't do it anymore. I loved it. I was like, at one point, I'm like, fuck, I really want to do this rapping shit instead. And then it was just hard, like, no, fuck no. You know, like, I'll be real. White people don't do that, you would say. Or just, like, tons of other dumb shit. And I, like, was locked in, like, this world I wasn't happy with for, like, 7 years. And I literally, people who know me super close, and I honestly, I'm not the type to bring this up, but me bringing this up maybe will help others, so that's why I don't mind. I literally, like, got into a fight with my dad. It was right after I got engaged to my fiance, who's my wife. And it was bad enough where I said, you know what, I literally grabbed all my shit, threw it in a van in the middle of the night, and left. Deadass. Didn't tell a soul. And other than, like, a couple handfuls of talking, I haven't talked to him, like, in full-fledged, in-depth stuff for 9 years. That's how I had to leave. And so, because I knew at that point I wasn't happy anymore. I tried everything to make it work. So, very long thing with content creation was, that was something I always wanted. And because other people in my life wanted me to do other things because I care too much about their opinion, I think that's why I have so much of a drive now, right? I was like, I really want to do this stuff. And it was my friend Will. Shout out to Will C. He was at Castleton College, right? College radio station. He's like, yo, you can join the radio station as a community member. You don't have to be a student. I'm like, I didn't know that. So let me give it a try. And I did what was called the Max on Mix Off. And it popped off. It was like a fun little, like, night show. We had music. We had talk. It just a lot of cool stuff. And that kind of led to where I'm at now. So that's a very long-ass story of why I've gotten into content creation.
I had no idea. Now, just a background for, obviously, the audience. Now, right before I did the show in Vermont, Max actually rapped to me on the phone. Because Max told me a little bit about how he used to really love rap. Now, he was telling me about it. I know Max is like this. I knew that if it was something that, you know, he really, really did like that, like, said he did, I was like, I knew it was about to be pretty fire. So I'm sitting here ready for this dude, and he pulls his phone out and street starts going off. I'm like, yo, like, the thing is, it's one thing to hear talent, but I heard talent and passion, and I was like, oh, and you know, we had a real heart to heart. I was like, yo, if that is something, you know, you ever even wanted to record or whatever, I was like, yo, like, pull up to our studio because we work with passion. Because, like, what you're describing in that whole story, the whole thing that, you know, separated that family relationship, and this happens in so many families, is you were really passionate. And not having that support, if someone's not passionate, they don't understand this, but not having that support kills. Like, that actually kills. And when it's from a family member, like your dad, even if some, like, this is for some dudes, like, don't even look up to their dad like that, but it's like, as your male role model, like, you know, if that, you know, if that's who, like, you're close to like that, to not have that is just, you know, it's something that it just breaks people. I know.
Yeah, it hurts.
It's like, it's this thing that I always talk to people about. There's like everyone who's giving advice is like a role, obviously, you know, and the advice has to be different depending on the role that they have. You know, you don't want your parents to be the ones who are like always like, you don't want your parents to be the ones talking crap if like you have a, you know, there's a, I don't even know, like, you really don't want your parents talking crap about anything. But all I know is that those are the people that you want to be the supportive role, because they're the ones who actually know. Those are the people that showed you the world from their view, the only time that you didn't have a view of the world yourself. Like, you know what I mean? So that's crazy. A lot of people are going through that. And if anyone right now is either a kid in that position where your parents are not supporting you, or you are a parent that is not supporting your kid, like, y'all need to communicate that. Because you know, if you're a parent, you want your kid to take a safer route, that's one thing, that's fine. You want them to have a backup plan, okay. But y'all communicate that, because you don't ever want to not know how much something means to your kid, because that'll fuck up a relationship forever, yo. That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, there's many layers to it. I'm always an open book to tell anyone, but I only wait. You know, I'm the type, I don't want to gloat about it, but I think sometimes it's worthy of bringing it up, because a lot of people go through it. And there was just times that, I'm trying to think of the right wording, but there's just times that I was in those ruts and I just wanted to make it work, because, you know, you admire that fatherly figure, even if they're wrong. And I did what I did, but then I got to a point, I'm like, no, enough's enough. And I've gotten to a point that, still, there's times it hurts, but I'm more at peace with where it's at.
Of course.
Yeah, now, that's a very long story short, Tony. I appreciate you asking me that.
I just asked the question. But I was asking, what made you guys content creators? Like, what made you realize that you knew this is what you was finna do?
Honestly, I tell the story a lot. I just came down. I asked myself. I followed some content creators, Gary Vee in particular, and I asked myself, what do I want to do the rest of my life? What would I love? Not a lot of things that I like, but I like hanging out with my friends, and this is the answer.
Now, it's crazy because there was so much personality in both your answers. This
is the answer.
Like, hearing that from the man of the year. Like, who made Wingman of the Year himself, bro. Like, I just hope, you know, bro, you got with, man, that vision. I see that vision that you had as a kid, bro. And that's funny to see this come to life.
Well, the thing is, I it depends on what you call a kid. I didn't really have that vision until I was probably 19 or 20. And I didn't articulate it until I was probably like 23 or 24. And I knew I always wanted to start my own business.
I think it's so annoying when people call someone lazy, like that person's entire life. There's nothing that they want to do. Now, I will admit, like, obviously, you know, there's procrastination, there's whatever. But to call someone lazy, instead of saying, hey, maybe you don't like what you're doing, maybe you want to do something else. Like, I just think it's funny. People always like to throw labels and cast judgment like that. Now, this is mad funny. Max, you know, like, obviously rap was your crazy passion like that right before you end up, like, you know, doing the switch and everything like that. For me, I don't remember if I told you guys this personally or not, but I have to tell this to the world because this is so funny. For like a solid 3-4 years, my whole everyday, like, day-to-day, my life goal was to be a professional skateboarder, which I think is so funny because before that, I had, you know, still grown up playing music, performing with my band and stuff like that. I knew that that's what I was wanting to do, but I got so into skateboarding, and it's like that ended up taking my life. Now, I got to a point where I realized that it was something that I wanted to do, not something I wanted to do professionally, because I didn't want to actually give it to the world. Like, I knew I just wanted to do that for myself. And when I recognized, I was having actually a conversation with my mom, and I told her, because I'm a very religious person, I told her I felt like God was telling me to do music and telling me that, you know what I mean? I felt like I was, my own selfish desires had my other, you know, passion. And I was like, you know what, let me actually make something like for other people and stuff like that. And like, that's really what changed it. But it's funny because what I learned from skateboarding that I applied to music is the reason that I even, you know, am really still in this, that I'm doing this, and the reason that I hadn't given up when things are hard. Because, you know, things were hard, and things are, it's never a cycle of just things getting easier. You know, there's the ups and the downs, and the downs are still going to happen. I'm not going to tell you all that it's not going to be hard at some other point in the next few months.
But here, so let's hop into one of our favorite segments here, Wingman Stories.
Yeah, sure, I got
wingman stories.
Dude, that's what friends do. Friends wingman each other.
Brought to you by Clap
Cleats. When you need
cleats.
To compete, you wear your Clap Cleats.
Clap Cleats, more lust, or more thrust for the lust. Lust for the thrust. What am I missing here next? Yup, traction for the action. Clap Cleats, promo code Wingman. All right, Kanye, I don't know if we prepped you on this. Bad on us. But do you got a Wingman story for us, a time you were a good Wingman? It doesn't have to be you hooking up somebody. It could mm-hmm. be being a good
okay.
person.
Dang, see, I'm going to have to think about this. A Wingman story.
Winging it.
So, oh, I got to figure out how, now I got to figure out how I'm going to say it. So, my boy, one of my boys, really, really, I guess really, was interested in this girl. So,
okay,
what better way to get her attention than to do something that most dudes don't do? So, I made a song for my homeboy. It's not out, but I made a song for my homeboy to show to this girl. Not on his behalf. In fact, for whatever reason, ended up type working out. They end up talking with each other. I have no idea what ended up happening from there. But I will tell you, I made a song, and we had a whole plan all figured out and stuff like that. I was like, no. Yeah, no, that's the full,
story?
Full story as much as I can say.
Okay, so there's a lot unsaid about it.
Well, I didn't perform it. I showed it, though. May I tell you the song slapped, by the way? I will give myself that pat on the back because the song slapped.
Oh, no, you might have to get that song released someday.
Okay. It's different mm-hmm. ways.
It got the
job.
As long
the job
as you
done,
get
right?
there, you get there.
The job is the wingman is just to get your boy's foot in the door, okay? And then you step
that's
out, it's on them
job,
after
bro.
That. That's the wingman's job. Just be a good fucking person and good shit will happen and hopefully it comes back to you. Hopefully. But all right, wingers, that's all we got for today. Max, you're the man. And Kanye, you're the fucking man. We appreciate you coming on. You were on streaming cassettes before. Well, it's a pleasure you having you on Wingman.
Hey, so
yet.
You guys can
Where
find
can
me anywhere. That's Apple Music. That is Spotify. That is... Google Play doesn't actually have a music store like that, so never mind, but it's on all platforms, King Kanye, King space Kanye. My first place to go for updates is Instagram, that's King, K-I-N-G, period, Kanye. Join the party, y'all, it's a nice one, trust me.
All right. Wingers, go check him out, you fucking heard him. Be a wingman, hit that follow button, and while you're at it, you should, I say it all the time, you should be fucking following us. If you're listening to this and you're not following us,
now
fuck
let's
off.
Get ready to win.